Welcome to Walking with the Lord. This is a quiet space where we slow down, open scripture, and learn how to stay close to God. Today, we are beginning with a simple but deeply important question. Who is God? This question may seem basic, but the way you understand God shapes everything. It influences how you trust Him, how you respond to Him, and how you walk with Him through life. Many people have an idea of who God is, but not everyone has taken time to understand how He reveals Himself in Scripture. Isaiah chapter 40 gives us a powerful and clear picture of God's character. It shows us His greatness, His authority, and at the same time, His care. As we walk through this, take your time to listen and reflect, because this is not just about learning information. It is about seeing God more clearly. Isaiah begins by lifting our understanding of God's power. It describes Him as the one who measures the waters in the hollow of His hand and marks off the heavens with the span of His fingers. When you pause and think about that, it changes your perspective. The oceans, which seem endless, and the skies, which feel infinite, are held and measured by God with ease. This reminds us that God is not limited in any way. Nothing in your life is too big for Him, and nothing is too complex for Him to understand. What overwhelms you does not overwhelm God. Jeremiah 32 verse 17 confirms this by saying that nothing is too hard for Him. As Isaiah continues, it shifts from creation to God's authority over the world. It tells us that nations are like a drop in a bucket before Him. This means that what feels large and overwhelming in our world is small in comparison to God's power. God is not reacting to what is happening around us. He is in control. He sees the full picture and directs history according to His purpose. At the same time, Scripture reminds us that God is not only powerful, but also just. Deuteronomy 32 verse 4 tells us that all His ways are perfect. This means that everything God does is right. Even when we do not understand what is happening, we can trust that He is not acting randomly or unfairly. He is acting with perfect wisdom and righteousness. Isaiah then gives us a contrast between human life and God's nature. It says that people are like grass that dries up and fades, but the word of God lasts forever. This reminds us that our lives are temporary and constantly changing, while God remains the same. Everything around us shifts. Circumstances change. People change. Situations come and go. However, God does not change. His truth remains steady, and His promises remain reliable. Numbers 23:19 reminds us that God does not lie, and what He says He will do. Hebrews 13 verse 8 also tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This means we can build our lives on Him with confidence, even when everything else feels uncertain. Isaiah then points us to God's wisdom. It asks who has understood the mind of the Lord or given Him instruction. The answer is no one. God does not need advice, and He does not learn over time like we do. He sees everything clearly, including the past, the present, and the future. This becomes especially important when life does not make sense. There will be moments when you do not understand what God is doing or why things are happening the way they are. In those moments, you have a choice. You can rely on your limited understanding, or you can trust God's perfect wisdom. Proverbs 3 verse 5 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and not lean on our own understanding. Even when we cannot fully understand His ways, we can trust that He knows what He is doing. Isaiah then asks another important question. What can be compared to God? The answer is nothing. The passage contrasts God with idols that people create. These idols are formed, decorated, and then treated as something valuable, but they cannot move, speak, or act. They depend entirely on the one who made them. God is completely different. He is not created. He has always existed, and everything else exists because of Him. Scripture also tells us that God is holy, which means He is completely pure, perfect, and set apart. There is nothing flawed in Him. This reminds us that God is not just greater than everything else. He is entirely different. Because of this, our understanding of Him should remain elevated. When we truly see God as He is, we begin to approach Him with reverence, humility, and trust. Finally, Isaiah shifts from God's greatness to His tenderness. It describes God as a shepherd who gathers His people, carries them close to His heart, and leads them gently. This is a powerful image because it shows us that God is not distant. A shepherd is present with the sheep. He watches over them, protects them, and cares for their needs. In the same way, God is actively involved in your life. He sees when you are tired. He knows when you are overwhelmed. He understands what you are going through. Psalm 23 reflects this same truth by describing the Lord as our shepherd who leads us, restores us, and walks with us through every season, even the difficult ones. This shows us that God is both powerful and personal. He is not only the creator of the universe, but also the one who cares for you individually. So take a moment to reflect on this. Who is God to you? Have you been seeing him as distant, or are you beginning to see him as both powerful and close? Understanding who God is changes everything. It shapes how you trust him, how you respond to him, and how you walk with him each day. In part 2, we will take the next step and explore why this God cares for you. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in his word at walkingwiththelord.net.